What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Tuesday. I'm back in St. Louis with Andrew Collin in studio. We have special guests all this week. As I said on last Thursday, I announced it on this on our Instagram story. But I have vocal cord damage. That's French for damage. It's not. and I need to not talk outside of my podcast and my contractual obligations. And so I'm a little quiet baby, a little baby bird who can't talk no more.
I love that. I can only talk on my podcast, my five other things I'm doing. And, it's just...
No, well, I can't talk. I can't hang out with anyone anymore. I can't talk on the phone. I'm seeing my therapist today because I'm losing my fucking mind not being able to talk or have friends anymore. So I will be talking to her, but other than that, no talkie.
I was just thinking about why you've been so quiet to me since you got here, and then I forgot that you have vocal rest or you hate me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you kept looking over at me. It's so...
Andrew does this thing.
Do you realize that everyone can see? Do you have peripheral vision?
Is that where I can see dead people?
Let me just bring in our guest.
Yeah, there he is.
Because I need the help. Today, not only is Noah joining us from Arizona, but back by popular demand and because I just love him so freaking much. You knew him from multiple hundreds of appearances on You Up with Nikki Glaser on Sirius XM. And then he was also on my podcast that I did during quarantine a lot. One of my best friends. He's in New York. He has a new podcast coming out very soon. When is it dropping, Ian Fidance?
It dropped yesterday. It's called Being Ian with Jordan. Me and Jordan Jensen have... What?
Wait, Being Ian with Jordan?
Yeah, me and Jordan Jensen have a podcast. We got the Lumineers to do the theme song. And it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I don't know who Jordan is. Jordan Jensen. So many friends.
She's hilarious. You gotta know her.
She's the girl that's in the of course I know who she is. She's so funny. Yeah. She works the cellar, right?
She works the cellar every night. She's fucking hilarious. Yeah, she's
great. I see her clips all the time. She's so funny. I was picturing a boy.
Oh,
tell her she's
no.
a boy name and I don't like it.
Well, I also have a boy in my basement, but he's not part of the show.
Show him.
It's great. I'm so excited. It's really fun.
Be and Ian.
It's like a be and Ian in prison for the boy.
But you got the Lumineers to do the. Well, oh no, he has a.
What it's a shofar.
A ram. A shofar.
It's a very Jewish thing.
That was a blowing in the Jewish shofar. Shana Tova.
Well, shofar, we're not impressed. So tell me, Ian.
You went shofar.
You used to always bring in a little like slide whistle into the in your jacket.
I used to have a slide whistle. Now I have a ram's horn.
Ian Fidance is one of the funniest people, if you don't know who he is, and maybe ever to live. He makes me laugh so hard. He's one of the only people who has conjured pee to come out of my vagina hole when I've been That's around right. him because he makes me laugh so hard. He just, even when he's sad, he's funny. When he is all over the place. He is so honest. What else about Ian? He is.
I showed him my penis because I thought I had an STD.
That's when you first met?
No, we were at a restaurant. We were at lunch with you.
We went to the bathroom.
Did Ian throw up like your dick doctor did?
We were in Obon pain, and Andrew put me in a lot of pain when I had to look at his penis. It was really something.
You didn't have to get on your knees.
Oh yeah,
It was so small. I had to get in there. I've never seen Braille on.
Well,
a penis.
It was just a reflex for him. A guy takes off his pants. Wait, so Ian, you did look at Andrew's penis. What did you think was on it? You were just having anxiety about.
Yeah, I thought I might have had herpes, eyes. But it turns out to be
ingrown hair.
Yeah,
mesculum.
It was enough to make my doctor throw up, so I thought it was bad.
Molluscum contagiosum.
Yes.
I love that you knew exactly what it was.
He definitely probably ran into something similar before.
Ian
right?
Fidance, years ago. How do you know the Lumineers?
Oh, so Wes Schultz has become a dear friend of mine, the singer. He was at Greenwich Village Comedy Club years ago, and... There were like 8 people there, and all the comics were going up. They're like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry. The Lumineers are here, and there's no one here. This sucks. And I went up, and I was like, are you really in the Lumineers? And he was like, yeah. I was like, I was in a ska band in high school. I get it. Anyway, and then I just like was myself,
you just didn't
and he
care.
Dug me.
You,
yeah,
he
I
dug
didn't
you,
give a fuck.
And you guys started chatting afterwards. Yeah, you're someone who makes friends with everyone. You're friends with so many people.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I have worms in my brain.
You're just
alone.
A person that has always been just like a little sponge for friends. I met you on the set of Bonnie McFarlane's film, Anything Boys Can Do. Hmm. I think is that what it was called?
Yes.
Yeah, ABCD. Yeah, I think that was the acronym for it. But we met because he at the end of the movie, I'm like a murderer and I tie up this guy that I'm murdering, and Ian played the guy I tied up, and so we met at this like hotel room on this shoot, and he just like I was just like, you are much like how I met Andrew, just was like, what are you like, this is will you just be my best friend, please, like bring it in. And you were just so funny and so fun, and I'm so happy to see your success, and that you have a theme song with the Lumineers, and you have a really cute intro video for your podcast that I love, just you like skipping around town just being Ian, and it's and you got the Lumineers to sing about you like taking it or giving it to a guy in the ass, right?
Well, no, not a guy, just in general. I'm off guys, that was my Bowie phase.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
it's a fun
that was a what phase?
My Bowie phase, David Bowie.
You're on a delay for some reason. Can we alleviate this? Because it's hell.
Why
if you have
am
a podcast,
I a...
you gotta fix this.
Dude, I'm
it's like I'm getting a weather report from Al Roker in you know, a hurricane in 1997.
Do I need headphones?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the headphones.
It's not, because probably, if you can hear me, it's...
I don't know.
It's that reception in the basement. Yeah. Are you going to have guests on this podcast that you have on remotely?
Look, lady, it's fucking 2022, almost 2023. We're not doing Zoom anymore. We're not in the middle of a pandemic. It's everything's live.
Well, you don't need to be on this show then, because that's how you're here, brother.
Well, you know what?
Your studio looks awesome. You just tried to shut us off, y'all. Your studio does look awesome, and I love how much work you put in this podcast. I hope it's going to be your big thing. And I think it will be. I think it's going to get you. I mean, you are friends with so many people who are huge comics who really believe in you, and everyone's been talking the gospel of Ian for so long, and I think that people are obviously catching on. You did a thing for a while during the pandemic, and I think shortly before it, called Stolen Valor. Where you would just, you know, there's a thing called Stolen Valor where people, if you are dressed in military regalia to get like a discount on donuts or something, like a lot of people pretend to have served just so that they can get laid or get discounts or just like, you know, they have personality disorders, and people will film them, like, you know, real veterans will film going up to them and confronting them and being like, okay, what battalion were you in? You're a fucking liar, you pussy. And then they confront them, and it's just like really fun to watch. So Ian does a thing. How do you do Stolen Valor?
Well, I love Stolen Valor because you see the people affected by it around the soldier. Like, it's usually a heavy blonde wife in a mall, and it's some guy that's like, what's that patch on your shoulder? And it's just some overweight autistic guy that's like, my sergeant was in Kentucky, and he's like, stolen valor, my friends died. And there's a wife that's like, Keith, stop, Keith. And he's like, shut up. He's like having a mid-war flashback and videotaping it all. So I go up to people on the street and do the same exact thing, except my wife lives in my head, and I yell at people when they're faking the funk for like wearing a band t-shirt that they don't really like the band, or like,
have you ever called out Stolen Valor and been wrong? Like, and they're like, actually, I know all the hits. Like, have you ever?
Yeah, because he'll be like, Stolen Valor, you're wearing checkered Skechers and you've never been in a ska band. Stolen Valor.
Yeah. The guy's like, dude, I was in one for 7 years.
Dude, one time I went up, it was November 1st, and I was in a sketchy part of Queens, and everybody was lined up to go into a bar in Halloween costumes, and I Stolen Valored them for it not really being Halloween. And I was like, grow up, it's not Halloween, Stolen Valor. You don't deserve to be Spider-Man. And I forget what happened to the video, but they really, really didn't like it.
You really, is there ever a part of, are you only able to do that stuff because you can flee the scene right afterwards? Because I'm pretty good at being able to do embarrassing things like that, as long as I'm able to like flee. And then I watch certain people, like I've been watching Nathan Fielder's new show, and he will do things that are uncomfortable, not like that, but just, you know, things that make people uncomfortable or make people go, what's wrong with that person? And he'll sit in it. Are you someone that can sit in things? Because I think you kind of can't you?
I mean, I can and I can't. I mean, I think that's why I have so many friends, because I have a hard time sitting with self. So I'm constantly like on the go.
Yeah, you can't sit at all.
Yeah, I mean,
your legs are twitching already. How did you even get that fucking sleeve of tattoos on your leg with how much you fucking twitch?
I know.
It's probably the only time his leg stops.
When I have a needle in my body.
Well, the last time that Ian and I hung out, I was in New York and I was going through a breakup for 3 days. And so Ian was also going through a breakup.
Oh, sorry,
and,
Ian.
Yeah. And I was like, for the first time ever, during breakups, I've dyed my hair brown before. I've gotten bangs. I got Invisalign, which I still am having from the time that I got it broken up. Like, I just needed to change something.
It's so funny to imagine you not getting Invisalign and just getting adult braces after a breakup. Like, you look like a secretary in a dentist's office. Just like, what?
Just wearing your night gear all the time.
Now, in my next break, I'm going to stop wearing my Invisalign.
Ooh, show them.
I'm going to go back to Crooked Teeth.
So then you'll never get a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks British.
That is true.
I'm sure
there's people listening that are British. Wait, so Ian was like, man, I want to get a tattoo. Like, I forget what, I said it, because I was like, for the first time in my life, I kind of want to get a tattoo. Like, I know that it's so cliche to have a thing that you do after a breakup to really, like, you cut your hair or you get a new style or you do, you know, blackface or something that really just changes the way you look. But
I know,
there's something about getting
people
a tattoo that's like the before and after.
So it sends a message to the person that hurt you that
you feel was your past life, that I've moved on. Like, mm-hmm. you used to love, the girl you used to love didn't have tattoos. Now I can't go, like, you will never love me. I'll ruin the person that you thought that you had. There's something in it about that.
So what were you going
to
get?
And I also, well, I'm going to get to that, but I also was thinking, like, how do you always read my mind?
It's on your forehead.
So that was a temp that I got this weekend. So, but I was realizing that I think now it is more cool to be proud that you don't have a tattoo. Mm. To not get a tattoo because you're like, I don't have a tattoo and I'm in this special club, is actually cooler than having a tattoo. Now, you can still not have a tattoo if you're just like, oh, I just don't want a tattoo. But if you're not getting a tattoo and you want to get a tattoo, but you're not getting one because you want to remain pure and different than people that get tattoos, you are actually doing the opposite of what you think you're doing, and you are actually cooler. And I've convinced my sister of this as well, because she wants to get a tattoo too.
Oh.
And we are both, she's going to be divorced pretty soon based on that. No. But she wants to get one too. And so I did not get one, but Ian and I were like thinking about what to get, and we were like drawing things in a notebook. And I think we landed on something. Ian is going to get a tattoo that I recommended to him. Ian, will you get that one that I recommended?
What one was it?
Oh, well, I thought that you would remember. It's, there's this meme. Have you guys ever seen the meme?
Yes.
Will you describe it?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, it's a dinosaur, it's a cartoon comic
T-Rex.
Of a dinosaur, of a T-Rex comic, stand-up comic. And it's four panels, and the dinosaur says like a joke, and then he says a setup, and then he says a punchline. And the punchline is like so incredibly bad. And then you see the people in the crowd and it's other little dinosaurs and they look so scared and awkward. And it's such a fun thing to send when someone doesn't respond to you in a text.
Yes. And Ian is one of the best people with memes and GIFs, like GIFs, however you want to say it. He is just an expert at sending the perfect thing that will make you laugh so hard. If you have the privilege of ever being able to text with Ian Finance, he just sounds the funniest shit ever. But he sent this one time, and there's this little dinosaur in the background of it. Now, I want you guys to go find this. Just type in dinosaur stand-up comic meme. M-E-M-E. And then look at the cutest little dinosaur in the back of the table. Because there's like a table. There's a bunch of tables of dinosaurs. And there's this little dinosaur that is so adorable. And I guess he's a little like, what's the ones that fly?
Pterodactyl?
Yeah, he's a little pterodactyl. And he's so cute. And Ian, I want you to get him so badly. And I will get him too if I end up getting like lots of tattoos. I will end up getting that. Now tell me the difference with tattoo culture. I recently heard there's this comic. Who's the female comic? Really pretty. Natalie Cuomo?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, she has a ton of tattoos. But she was saying on her Instagram, I think she's really funny and I like her a lot. She was saying that she was like, not all of these tattoos are, God, there was a word for it, like when you get a tattoo and it's just like spur of the moment.
Yeah.
What is it called? There's like tattoo culture where they're like.
Impromptu?
No, it's like, it's a cool word. Flash. That's it. She's like, no, these are not all flash. These are patchwork. This is not a sleeve. This is intentionally not a sleeve. Everyone's saying like, you should get a sleeve. I don't want a sleeve. The sleeves don't age well. She had like all this. It was like interesting to hear like the thought process behind tattoos, because it seems like it is so willy-nilly, much like yours were, Andrew.
Yeah, mine were a lot of thought. This was because a Jaguar. I like the face of. I was gonna get a Tiger, but then I was like, everyone has a Tiger, so now I went Jacksonville Jaguar. Oh, nice!
Oh my God! Oh yeah, you just got one. Did you just get that one on your knee?
No, I've had this. It's a Jaguar with a dagger through its head.
Yeah, this one's just more chill. This one's just hanging out. This is before he started drinking. This is the Jaguar before heroin. Yeah, no, I got it. I thought there were a ton of Jaguars in Florida. I learned there were none. I didn't even Google it before I got it.
And then
I got a palm tree because I knew those were in Florida.
You're missing the two big mistakes, though.
Which, oh, the writings on the wall?
Yeah.
Puddles?
Your first.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably switching
did
the
you
name.
Get Jackpot first or Puddles?
Puddles first and then Jackpot I got.
And you got separately. Two different days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackpot was at a real shitty place in West Village, and I think it wasn't centered. The guy didn't even have his station set up. He kind of did. I don't know. I don't even know if they were open.
Do you look at that tattoo and go, what was I thinking? Or are you just like, oh, because I kind of like tattoos when it's a bad decision. Because I've said this before, I like when I have scars on my body from like, when I did Last Comic Standing in Chicago in 2006, I remember I was walking to a Starbucks and the door cut me on my hand and I still have a scar from it. And it just reminds me of that day. And I think it's so cool. And it was, that's why I like it. And I want tattoos because of that.
That's what tattoos are. Everyone's like, it's got to have meaning. No, the tattoo itself is meaningful for the time in your life that you got it. All my tattoos tell a story, bitch.
Yes. No, I can't see the sign you're holding up, but I do want to know, Noah, do you have any tattoos? Because I don't think you do.
I don't have any tattoos. I'm glad that I never got the tattoo that I really wanted, which would have been like at the age of 16 or 17, and it would have been Axl Rose's face like on my entire back. No.
Jesus.
Wait, no.
And then the word Rocket Queen.
What? What does that mean? Why?
I didn't know because you were a Guns N' Roses fan.
Like a Steve-O thing? Like your whole back would have just been Axl's face?
I was obsessed with Axl Rose. And it was
just such a gamble to get his face because those can be so bad, Noah. Like faces are so tricky. Do you have any faces, Ian?
No, but also Axl Rose gained a lot of weight. So you would have had to put on a lot of back fat if that happened.
Just to keep it.
Yeah, with his cornrows.
Current. Yeah. Wait a second. Ian, do you have any portraits on you?
No, I don't really like tattoo portraits. I truly like flash. I like the old American traditional style of tattooing. What is on the wall, what you see is what you get. And you just piece these pieces together. I really love roses, butterflies, skulls. I just like it. I think it looks really neat.
Jennifer Aniston has a tattoo of her dead dog's name on her foot.
Oh.
So that she can remember his name. I mean, she has it on her foot, and
is that what you're thinking about getting, Luigi?
Well, yeah, but I have to kill him first. He has to die. So I'm going to put him down because I really want to get it. That was a joke I did on Conan, and it didn't go well on Conan either.
I was just thinking about, like, do you really have to wait for him to die, though?
No.
You could probably get him.
I'm going to actually get, I think the tattoo I would get is Kirsten draws really cute drawings, and Kirsten's my best friend since fourth grade, Ian, and she draws like these amazing little drawings, and her husband has all their animals of Kirsten's drawings like on his arm, and they're so cute. She just does the best drawings, and it's one of my favorite things about her.
Where would you put it?
And so she drew me a bunch of Luigi's. I want to get it on the bottom of my foot because I want it to be, I know this is weird, but I want it to be my secret. I want to have a tattoo that no one knows I have, not even like
yourself.
My lovers. Like I want it to be for me. I want it to be my own joke with myself. Because I feel like I want to have things that I feel like I always share so many things and I never have any secrets and I just never have anything that I keep to myself. And I want something that like has, and maybe not even Luigi, something that no one even knows about me that means something to me that is a private thing that I've like been through. I don't even know, but I got to get something that's private because everything I fucking share with everyone. So let's take a quick break and come back with more with Ian Fidance and me telling things that I'll never be able to get tattooed on me because they aren't secrets. Right after this. Andrew!
Rainbow.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. So we're doing something a little special on the show today. I am stacking the guests this week and for weeks coming up because I didn't finish what I was saying, but I have polyps on my vocal cords and I had a hemorrhage and my vocal cords are bleeding and have been damaged for many, many, many years, and I may never even remember what it was like to not have damaged vocal cords. I don't know what happened to me, but at some point, something happened, and my vocal cords have been, I've been operating with damaged vocal cords for my entire career. So I'm very excited. I'm getting surgery September 6th or 8th, I think. And so there, we'll figure out what to do on the podcast for that. But I will be back better than ever. And I'm not scared. I'm not in pain. It's just the way it sounds. And I have to be on vocal rest. And I know I don't sound any different than I have before. But that's because I have been walking on broken legs my entire career, and I continue to, but I'm getting them fixed.
You might as well go all out if you're getting the surgery.
I was thinking of getting like a facelift at the same time, and also getting because I have to take 3 weeks off where I don't talk at all.
Yeah,
and so I can't do any work. Essentially, I can't do anything. Please don't tell my book agent that. I literally can't do anything because I don't want to write a book during this time. I really want the time off. And I was thinking of getting
a BBL.
I want to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, BBLs are out now because Kim Kardashian's getting all her fat sucked out now. And now it's now my ass is back in.
Oh.
And right when my fucking flat ass is becoming in again, I'm getting an ass. It's like nothing is working. Okay, so so I'm bringing in guests all this week, and up until my surgery, we'll have guests. And then once I have my surgery, we'll see what happens. And you can send your flowers to 4642. I'm just kidding. That was close, right? Andrew looked at me like, you're going to give the real address? It's like, no. I mean,
I don't know. You're real into flowers now. I really could see you.
So today I also am, I'm not able to do press anymore. I'm not able to do interviews. Nothing extra. I mean, I have a contract with iHeartRadio. I have a contract with certain TV appearances, so I am still keeping those, and those are the only times I am talking in my life. I don't get to talk socially anymore. I don't get to do anything else outside of that. And so when I got approached to do a radio interview by a nice gentleman on Instagram in my DMs, I said, I would love to do it, but we're going to have to do it on my podcast because that's the only time I can talk. So with us today is Justin. Justin, where are you from again?
I am from Long Island, Nassau County, and I've been a fan of yours for so long, so it's such an honor to get to talk with you right now.
I'm so excited to talk to you. So you said that this interview is for...
It's for my college. Graduated from there a couple of years ago, and then I ended up, you know, working there. And I have a show that kind of features pop culture, and I love talking about comedy. So I figured get one of the hottest rising stars in comedy who's been kicking ass rising. For the last...
Oh, you're up there. Thank you so much, Justin.
No,
I appreciate
it. I love being called... Ian, you take a back seat. Ian Fidance is here.
Yes.
But Justin is... So this will air on Justin's radio show. Justin, where can people find your radio show? What is it called?
It's called The Radio Rumble. And, you know, you were talking about having surgery. I had surgery a few years ago, and I've never talked about that on the radio. My surgery involves, I can't believe I'm saying this, it's called anal fistula surgery, and it was...
We know a lot about it, man.
It was...
Well, I'm listening.
There's a guy right here, Mike...
It was the worst.
My podcast co-host, Andrew Collin, has anal fissures and had that same surgery, right?
Yes, I had the exact same surgery. Did they tear your tushy wider to help the fissure, which is weird?
No, so there's a difference between a fissure and a fistula. I've had fissures as well, but basically it's no good. The bottom half is just, it's a mess.
I know what a fistula is because of an Oprah episode in the late 90s, early 2000s about women who in sub-Saharan Africa, for some reason, when they get like clitorectomies or something, they get fistulas, which are essentially holes.
That's how I got it.
Between the lining between their anus and their vagina. And so they will have anal leakage into their vagina.
Yes.
Oh. And so what was going on? So you had a fistula, which is a hole, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So then the hole would like fill up and it would just grow this like engorged sort of thing. And it would burst like every 3 or 4 years. This would happen.
Oh, man.
To the point where... So then eventually I was like, I need surgery on this. And I finally got it. And I've had no issues since. So it's been like 3 years.
Interesting because, well, thanks for sharing that. What, Ian?
I love how you toughed it out for 4 years of like, you know what? I got a hole in my hiney and it's bleeding into my penis.
This is what people do.
I did the same thing.
It'll go away.
This is what people do. It is so rare that someone actually gets surgery when they need it or like addresses problems when they need it. It always becomes something that people address once it's gone past the point of no return. Like the only reason that I'm getting vocal cord surgery. I've been told for years, like, yeah, there's something going on. I went to go see a specialist. They told me I had polyps. They said I needed surgery. And then they were like, you don't need it today, but it's, and it's just like, you just wait until it's so bad that you can't do anything anymore. And the same thing for you, Andrew. Like, it's just.
Yeah. I had the Fisher stuff and because what happens is like, It comes and goes. So if anything comes and goes with anything in life, you're like, oh, well, it's good for 4 days. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, if it's every day and then it starts becoming less, more and more every single day, and that's when you finally take care of
it. It's like anything. It's like alcoholism. It's like a drug addiction. Like, it always starts like, oh, this is manageable. I can drain my fistula when it starts acting up. Because I had a thing called a ranula. Look up a ranula. I think I've talked about it before. I used to chew so much gum because I had an eating disorder, and I would just chew gum in between meals to prevent myself from eating, that I got abrasions inside my mouth because of just like overuse, and it would callus and it would block my tongue duct, like my saliva duct.
Your tongue-a?
And it would, ranula is Latin for bullfrog, like the bullfrog's like bubble. And so it would look like I had a bullfrog's bubble, and I would have to pop it with a needle. And I would do it all the time. I would do it at work, and I would just drain it because it was just like saliva inside of
but
it.
But would you sterilize this needle?
I mean, I would like do, you know, do with fucking mat lighter, you know, whatever that does. And over time, I started getting a callus on the thing itself because I was just stabbing it so much. So then I had, by the time I went and got it done, it was so embarrassing because he goes, what the hell have you been doing? And so that's
you're
not
like that
why
radio DJ had, in Long Island with a fistula.
Well, this is not why I had Justin on the show. Justin wanted to interview me about my career, but I love that.
Speaking of a fistula,
this is so often what happens in interviews is that we will always go off topic and just start sharing things. And I'm glad you admit it because I'm sure there's listeners out there. I mean, I don't know. You probably have a couple dozen.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of those knows someone who has experienced this or has some embarrassing kind of ailment that they're like, I've never told anyone. So I appreciate that. So let's begin the interview, I guess.
Yes.
Good thing we didn't curse. We just talked about holes in our butts.
Oh yeah, one of our guidelines was that we can't curse because this is airing on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, well, I can edit everything, so we're good. But I do want to thank your St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, come on, Ian, now.
Fuck you, dude.
Okay, seriously, guys, don't make it. Justin's got a big course load of work.
It was all together.
At NCC.
I knew.
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't go there anymore, but he doesn't want to have to.
He still hangs around college kids.
Yeah.
Justin, okay, so you were saying about the Cardinals.
Yes, the Cardinals. Your Cardinals swept the Yankees, and I just want to thank you guys because I'm a Met fan, and I needed to, you know, have that for going into this week. I despise the Yankees, and you also this year did something with the Cardinals that I just found out. It was Nikki Glaser Day. I guess at Busch Stadium, and is it still?
Yeah, you missed it.
And you threw out the first pitch.
Wait, the Yankees just got one of our guys. I know a little bit about sports, and all I know is that my driver the other day was like, Bader's going to the Yankees.
Yes.
And he's injured, so take him. Have fun. Harrison Bader, was a player for the Cardinals. Is he already, when they get traded, do they leave like the next day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Literally. Is it like a breakup where it's like, I'm moving out now,
he
Jonathan.
Got a tattoo and left.
So he leaves, because it would be so awkward if he had to like suit up the next day and everyone's like, you just decided.
No, that is what happens.
So, no, but like, I mean like if he had to suit up with the Cardinals.
Oh, okay,
Show up again. So he left, so he played the Cardinals this weekend.
Yeah, and they whoop the Yankees, ass the Cardinals, but you threw.
Is that awkward?
I would assume it is. You know, you're in the trenches with these guys, you know, in their locker room for years, and then you just leave. But that's just what happens with sports. There, you know, it's all about money, and there's no real loyalty in sports.
Well, Harrison Bader was living in our apartment complex, and I would see him riding his the scooter around those little lime scooters. And so when my sister and I went to the game one time, and he went up to bat, we just kept going, ride that lime, Bader! Ride that lime! Scoot that scooter, Bader! Scoot that scooter! And so if Yankee fans or, you know, Mets fans want to harass him.
You know, he's from New York. I think he's from the city
he's
or something. Yeah, he's going back home.
All right. So yes, it was Nikki Glaser Day.
Is his hat backwards or did you cut the brim
off?
No,
it's backwards. Rocking the backwards hat.
Okay. All right. I thought he cut the, I thought it was a new style.
It could be. Maybe I'll bring that.
This doesn't look like a guy.
When you threw out that first pitch,
changing the trend.
How did you deal with that sort of pressure?
I'd rather talk about your fistulas again than my first pitch.
Hey, I'm all for that. I could talk about the fistula all day. That was
okay. When I threw out the first pitch, what do you want to know?
Like what difference as far as like anxiety is that like compared to going on stage?
So different. So different because going on stage, that's something that I feel like I am an expert at this point. I feel like I've gotten my 10,000 hours, so I'm just very confident in that way. And throwing out the first pitch is the number one thing that I'm most insecure about. I'm not joking you. I would have rather throw out the first fist into my asshole on home plate. Or wherever then threw out the first pitch. I would have rather done anything than any sports. But what the truth is of it, Justin, I was asked to throw out the first pitch because E was promoting my show, Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser, that has already not been picked up for a second season on E. So maybe it'll find a home elsewhere. Thanks a lot for everyone watching
Tubi.
It, but it wasn't enough. And so... Tubi. So yeah, find it on Tubi this fall.
To be canceled.
Yeah. So, and I love that they don't say canceled anymore. They're just like, they're not picking you up. And it's like, you mean canceled? This is my third show canceled, so I don't care literally at all. Do not send your condolences. Don't care. I'll be fine. The thing about it is that I did not want to do it. I only threw out the first pitch because I was living every dream of my male friends who are just like, that's the coolest thing, you get to do that. And so I often say yes to things, Justin, that I don't want to do, but because it's someone else's dream and I know that they would like kill for that opportunity, I do it for them. But I asked first if I could instead sing the national anthem, and they said that Robinson Elementary was already doing that gig and that got booked 6 months out. They booked the first pitch 2 weeks out, and then they booked the national anthem a year in advance.
In her defense though, Nikki did go all the way to the top of the mound. She went.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know you didn't had a choice not to.
A lot of people just go from the grass.
First of all, no one gives you any fucking direction. Did they let me warm up beforehand? No. Did they tell you anything? Literally nothing. You get nothing beforehand.
How was the pitch?
It was bad. But I will say this. I did practice a lot before that pitch. And Andrew Collin is here to say that no matter what you see from that first pitch, will you tell people, based on what you thought I was capable of and what you think most girls who have never pitched in their life are capable of, what percentile do you put me in? If for girls who have never pitched in their lives.
I mean, in that case, top 1%.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, for someone that's never thrown, who claims to be the most unathletic person ever.
Right.
Who's 86 years old, who has no vocal cords.
Right.
I mean, you did gigantic bunions. Lou Gehrig's disease.
You did better than
today.
So it was something I tried and practiced, but it was something, Justin, that I would had to let go of being too caring too much about, because if I cared too much about it, there was no world in which that was going to go well for me. There was just no world in which it was going to be something that I was going to be proud of. And so now it's something I don't even like to talk about it. And I'd like to move on actually to the next question, if you wouldn't mind, Justin.
It was better than Baba Booey. So I think you have that going.
Yeah, that is true. But that's not saying much. I think he threw it behind him. What a high bar.
Well, you mentioned the reality show, the Welcome Home Nikki Glaser.
Yes.
Were you weary of involving your family on a TV show like this? Because we've seen it before with Hulk Hogan and his family, and it went to shambles.
Right.
Were you worried about you're going to Hulk Hogan your family and just tear them apart?
You know, I wasn't, and that's a great question, and I've did so many interviews about the show, and no one asked me that, and I think it's a great question, because it wouldn't be one that I would even think to ask, because it wasn't a question I even thought to ask myself before I did it, because it does, if you look at the track record of what these shows do, like, you know, the Newlyweds, the Osbournes, it kind of, like, fucked up their family, Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, like, literally every single family that's done a reality show, I don't think it's really done any good for them. But, and I will say that it, the interesting thing about it that I will say that I did not expect, because I thought, you know, my family has a great connection, that we're just doing this for fun. We're none of us really want to be famous. I already, like, have achieved that for myself. I'm not looking to get anything out of this that I don't already have. And none of them are looking to, like, steal the spotlight. The thing that did come up that was unfortunate was that in these like interviews where you get interviewed privately apart from the show, you know, you see these reality shows and then they'll cut, show a scene and it'll cut to a person talking about the scene. And you always watch those scenes and you go, bitch, don't you know the person that you're talking about is going to watch this someday and you're going to have to like answer to that because you know them?
In this circumstance?
Like, you know, whatever bachelorette or
I thought you were talking about like your own personal stuff.
No, like you just go, I always go, do you think they're not going to see this? Yeah. Like anyone on Below Deck, like, and I did have that happen to me where I saw interviews that my mom did or my dad did or, you know, that, my boyfriend did, not really my boyfriend, but even that I did, that I had to answer to after the fact, where you just get in there and you say stupid stuff, or you just, it's a long day and you try to like give them whatever you think they're kind of like wanting to you to say to shape the show. Not a lie, but just something that might be a little bit exaggerated. And then afterwards it airs and your mom's not talking to you for a couple days and you realize something's up and you finally go, what's going on? And she's like, you know what? I was really hurt by what you said on that. And then you go, mom, I didn't mean, and then it's a whole thing. So it did not hurt my family, actually. It actually brought us a lot closer. And that conversation in particular that I had with my mom that she got upset about was really good for us, because it cleared the air, much like, you know, arguments often lead to like, oh, you're better than you were before.
Okay. Well, I am short of time. I had like 75 million questions I want to ask you.
Do you want to get one more question,
yes.
Dustin?
Okay. So, what should we go with? Oh, I have an idea for a show. Maybe you could take this because, you know.
That's not a question.
Yeah, you're just pitching now, Justin.
Okay, we won't use that one.
First pitch.
How about this?
Opportunity is better than mine.
So my question, this is like a basic question I'm sure comedians get all the time. But, you know, in this day and age, you know, I feel like everything is basically getting... It's harder and harder to push the envelope with content without receiving backlash. And I'm sure you've received backlash countless times for some of the raunchy stuff that you've said. Do you feel like this is only going to get worse? Do you feel like it's...
Did you hear Andrew sigh when you asked that question? Andrew, do you know that your sighs are audible?
No.
Andrew just goes...
I said PC. I knew where it was going.
I mean... It's a good question, and you're right. Like, so what was the question again? Sorry, the end of the question.
Like, do you think this is only going to get worse, or do you think like it's cyclical? So maybe in like 10, 15 years, people aren't going to care as much.
Cyclical.
Like, it's not going to matter really.
I think it'll be cyclical, and I do
Can
think
I chime
that.
In?
I always, yeah, please, Ian. What do you think? Ian Finance, everyone, if you're listening to Justin's radio show, you can listen to Ian's new podcast called Be an Ian, and it's now available everywhere you get podcasts. Ian Finance, what do you have to say about us?
Thank you. No, I just think the funniest part of this question is you think the world is going to exist in 10 to 15 years.
I know, that's really is a good point. Yeah, I do think, I don't think envelopes will even exist because everything's digital now, so there's no envelopes to push. And also, that's a great joke. Cut to meme of those dinosaurs blinking silently. So I always think, I always just say whatever I want to say because I am never trying to hurt anyone. And if I do, I usually apologize for it. And I think the problem is when people are like, I'm never going to apologize. Never apologize for a joke. It's a joke. Fucking take a joke. It's so and like so lame. Just if you hurt someone's feelings, does anyone really want to hurt someone's feelings? I mean, that is an insane thing to want to do.
I'm, I'm a comic. We don't apologize. And so what if I go to the bank in blackface? I'm not saying I'm sorry. I'm saying give me my cashier's check and let me get out of here.
That is a great James Acaster impersonation because that is exactly that bit that he does. Have you seen that? I'm a stand-up comedian. I tell jokes. If you can't take a joke, maybe you shouldn't listen to it. I'm a stand-up comedian. If you can't take the truth, don't listen to my shows. I'm a stand-up like it is like this like these guys that talk like that. Beware if you're a comedy fan and you like anyone who says that they're like, if you can't take a joke, then you're not cool. Or like, I'm never going to apologize. You can't handle the truth. This is a fucking idiot who really is not a smart person, who is really just an egomaniac, probably a narcissist. And if anyone truly wants to use comedy to hurt people's feelings and make them feel bad about themselves, you're a bad person, and that is a different thing than comedians who just want to make jokes to, you know, make jokes. Yes, sometimes you're going to hurt people's feelings, but and sometimes I argue like a joke is so funny that I don't care if it hurts a couple of people's feelings. But if those people's feelings do get hurt and they write me and they want money back from the show that they paid for because they were so uncomfortable they had to leave, I will Venmo their money back. I've always said that. I will always do that. But just write me a letter, DM me like you did, Justin, and tell me why I have it wrong, why I offended you, why I ruined your night, because that's not my intent. But I do hope that people can, you know, laugh at themselves and not get offended as much and not use being offended as like a personality trait. Like get tattoos or something. Do something else to set you apart, because using being offended it's like saying that you like The Office. It's not interesting, or that you like whiskey and tacos. Like get a personality, like actually get a hobby, because being someone who gets offended about everything is not interesting. And it's not a personality.
Offending people on person.
But if you're transgendered and you're like standing up for transgendered rights, or if you're not transgendered and you're standing up for transgender rights, that's different. I do think that is part of my personality. I am a trans rights activist for sure. And I do get offended by jokes that are not funny about, but I've made jokes, you know, about trans people because, you know, I did the roast of Caitlyn Jenner. Or Alec Baldwin and made jokes, but they were done not in like hatred of trans people and wanting to make them feel worse about themselves and want them to like go away and stop going in little girls' bathrooms or whatever the fuck people think. It was just done to make a joke that they, you know, they have bigger feet than, you know, people who were born cis women or something. It's just like, you know, it's based on, it's laughing about facts rather than me trying to hurt someone. So with that said, I'll finish up.
Yeah, and if anyone has a problem with what she said, like all your freaking listeners, tell
just
them
go
to,
on Reddit
to shove it in
and
an envelope.
I'll read it someday late at night, and it'll make me want to cut myself, because that's what happens.
Yeah, but she's cutting herself to offend you, and that doesn't, we don't care either. We don't even care.
I'm cutting my ranula underneath my tongue, and it needs to be drained.
Yeah, she's been doing that for years.
Ian, I beat you to it. Justin, thank you so much for letting me have this chaotic interview with you on my podcast. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Go Mets.
We'll be right back after this.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to the show. We are now Justin-less, but we are here with Ian Finance, who has a new podcast called Be and Ian. And yes. So I'm on vocal rest. I'm not trying to talk as much, even though I've talked a lot this episode. Ian, Andrew, why don't we play a little game? Noah, do you have a game plan for us? Should we do Reddit Dump?
No, we can play a quiz game. Hold on, let me just get my...
Ooh, fun. Okay.
Okay.
It's game time, everyone.
All right, today we're going to be talking about Gen Z slang terms, and I'm going to see if you guys know what they mean.
All right.
I don't even know what the Z stands for.
Me neither.
I don't either. Zaddy, probably.
Okay.
Zaddy daddy.
When a Gen Zer says no cap, what do they mean?
I know.
No joke.
That means I'm not lying, man.
No lie.
No lie. Because cap means that's lie.
No cap means
cap.
No cap means that's a lie.
No so cap means I'm not no fucking lie. Around.
Yeah, so that's cap, man. That's cap means that's a lie. Andrew?
Yeah, I agree.
Are you going to sigh during that one? Your size was so audible.
No, it was a joke. I said PC.
Well, I know, but then the sigh after.
I didn't know
was,
I even sighed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sometimes I just have trouble breathing. And I got these fat tits that make me, it's hard to breathe.
Andrew's just a pug sitting in that chair. Just
I know, breathing. You need to stop dying. Breeding him.
I could use a pug after that.
He's an act against God and science.
All right, next up.
My natural body is you smoking for 7 years.
Okay, I don't even know how to pronounce this, so I will probably do it wrong.
Chuggy?
Yeah.
Chuggy. It means ke.
Pretty much. All right, Nikki, you're killing it.
It pretty much means ke.
Chuggy is spelled C-H-E-U-G-Y.
And it means
you ain't got no alibi.
Yeah.
That was my favorite rapper. Chuggy? Right there, right there. Thanks, guys. Spotify.
Yeah, Chuggy means, I remember reading the definition of it because it came out, you know, like a year and a half ago. And I remember being like, oh, that's cuh. It's like when something's cringe.
Yes.
Kind of, right?
No cap.
Yeah.
This music's amazing.
I know, it's intense.
Is it too loud?
No.
No, I kind of like it. I feel it's like not I'm chuggy at all.
This is game
I feel like
music.
I'm about to get news from the president about some bomb that's about to drop.
FBI raids Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. Lago. That happened. All right.
When a person has drip, what does it mean?
Oh, that's cool. When their dick is style. Smelly.
I think it means they have jewelry.
That's why Andrew made me look at his dick. He had drip.
You mean a necklace around it?
Dude, drip is style. You got drip, dog. You dripping with cool.
It was wearing an oversized condom equals actual regular size condom, and it looked so drip.
That's how I got the drip.
Oh, man. Okay, so drip means like, so how do you use it, Noah?
Okay, drip refers to your look or style, particularly when it's considered extremely fashionable or sexy.
So how would you use it? What would you say? Like, man, you got drip.
I'm not a
Gen Z-er. Or like your drip is like off the charts. Or your, oh, okay.
Oh, you got that drip.
Oh, yeah. You got that drip. Okay. Ian knows. Ian gets it.
Yeah, Ian's really on point here.
Yeah.
It's because he has little boys in his basement telling him all the words.
Hey, man, cool it, all right?
Hey, I'm talking to the boys.
Who are you talking to?
Because the kid just was like, is someone trying to save me? I heard someone trying to save me. And he goes, hey, man, cool it.
Ian's like, no cap. Take your hat off before we fight.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. Drip Jewish boy. He's from Thailand. His name's
Chugy. It's a sitting Jewish boy.
Chug it. All right. Sorry, Noah.
When a Gen Z-er says the new Adele album just hits different, what do they mean?
That means it's really good.
Yeah, it's like it hits you deep in your soul. It's a vibe.
I think that's kind of like ear rape to me. We have this new phrase that we, instead of saying ear rape, which is just like is a word or a phrase that makes us go, ugh, we say ear rape just as to not trigger people that have been raped.
And, a man in Sheepshead Bay was charged with rape this weekend.
Yeah. So for me, that hits different is a little ear rape because it just feels, it almost feels like Gen Zers don't say it anymore. It feels like we say it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a Gen Z thing to me.
Is this a BuzzFeed list from 2019? Yes,
can I just say, the next generation is so fucked. Could you imagine a parent, a kid that's like 15 now, being a parent, telling their child that their father had died and being like, listen, I got to be honest, this is not a vibe right now, and no cap, your dad died. And the kid's like, ooh.
Yeah, but imagine if like,
Chugy.
And the kid's like, dude, this hits different.
What about like your dad lived a radical life?
Yeah, that bullet hit him different too.
Yeah, but our language sucked too. Like your dad lived a radical life before he got hit by a car or whatever.
Well, that radical was kind of Gen, well, I guess it was your.
Yeah. Are you reading someone's eulogy? Language. What the hell was that?
That's how my buddy died. That's how this
radical.
No, he died of a heroin overdose, and the guy that gave the eulogy was like, "Dude, he was radical, man. He always went hard." We're like, "That's why he's dead, you fuck."
I remember at my grandma's funeral, I called her a badass in the Catholic Church, and everyone gasped, but she was. She was rolling in that urn, yo.
It's because she had a smelly bottle.
Okay. How dare you? She did have a colostomy bag towards the end of her life, and I do not appreciate that. Mimi, wherever you are, sorry.
Probably look like truck nuts back there.
All right, Noah, what else you got?
Okay, when you're talking and someone stops you in your track and says, skirt, what do they mean?
Like, it's almost like a record scratch, which Gen Zers don't know what that sound is, I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's when your computer is slow or when Ian talked on this podcast.
And especially with like when people roll down their window, when they're like, hey, roll down your window, like, and you do this. Like,
no one has a window.
No one even does that anymore. And
when you do
that, Arsenio?
Yeah.
It means, Will you roll down your window so I can ask you if you watch Arsenio Hall's new show?
Yeah. Can you feed me soup really quick? Please. I need soup.
All right. What else?
When someone understood the assignment, they do something right or wrong.
Oh, that's when they just like really brought it. When they like dressed to impress. Like, oh, look who's serving. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that is like really you. Yeah.
Assignment.
Wait,
I have one.
I have one. If you guys want to try it, that I just heard. I'm bricked up. What does that mean if you're bricked up?
Constipated.
It means you're you got a lot of money.
What was that, Ian?
Constipated.
That actually should be what it means. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
It means money. Like a brick. You have a certain amount of... Yeah, it is.
No. No, I'm bricked up. Let me just say, I cannot be bricked up. Noah cannot be bricked up.
So
but
it's a
you
guy
guys
thing.
Can be bricked up.
So when we're hard as a rock?
Yep. When you have a boner.
I guess our dicks are bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was a good one. I like that.
But
I'm
there is a
up,
thing
man.
Called bricks where they call it where like
money,
you got a stack
of money.
Of money.
Yeah.
I got a big dong. I'm cinder blocked up.
Say less.
Yeah, say less is like you said enough.
I feel like I think it's a discount shoe store. It's pay less.
When someone stops you in your tracks and says say
story.
Less, they're not being rude. They're just telling you that you've got that they have the point and they understood what you said.
I think you can say it's not being rude, but sorry,
say
that's
less.
Rude.
Say less. It's a way to say shh in a nice way.
Yeah.
Shh.
Isn't shush amazing? I really implore people
shush
if
more.
You are on a plane or if you're in a crowded restaurant, if you shush, watch the power of the shush because people do not know where it's coming from and everyone will get quiet. It's like we all turn into kindergartners again and like just everyone will get quiet.
I've been No cap, dude. I'm bricked up after that.
All right.
And then the last one, very easy. Vibin, your favorite.
Oh, yeah, vibin. I mean,
you're feeling it.
Why do I hate the word vibe?
I loved vibe for so long. I thought it was so good. Because I used to be like, this is my vibe today. And I used to post funny pictures. And now it's just so cringe.
Well, it's vibed with a Z now. That's the
thing. Oh.
Don't hate on my vibes. I saw there was a guy at a show the other night. His hat said vibes only on the front row. Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot to handle. Everyone went after him.
Yeah, I wish I was dead.
What saying is that?
What?
Is there a reason when your clock behind you, Ian, 11:30, is there meaning behind that or is that just...
Yes, it means that the clock is broken. I need to get it fixed.
It's stuck.
But it wasn't
marble clock.
I just looked up new slang and I just pressed on the news just to see the latest
and
one.
And you listened
I did
to the shins?
Okay. No, but that's what just came up. Why is that a song? That's a song.
By the shins.
New slang.
Yeah.
Is it a good song?
It's amazing. You're going to love it.
Okay. I will listen to that. But okay, so part of the beauty of TikTok is so someone's saying Gyat, G-Y-A-T-T is the latest piece of slang circulating on TikTok, but what does it mean? Gyat. What do you guys think it means?
Guy named Wyatt.
Okay, so users who have seen the word Gyat used either in a video or in a caption may wonder what it means, but as it turns out, the word's meaning is actually fairly straightforward.
Can you do it in a sentence or in like a...
That's the name of one of the boys in my basement. Gyat.
I think it's quiet.
Gyat.
Quiet.
Quiet. Sit on my lap.
Okay. So, well, it's actually saying Anyang. That it could mean Anyang. So the term could be a couple things. People don't really know. It's either a shortened version of the phrase goddamn, the phrase was first used by streamer Your Rage, who would use the term whenever he saw someone curvy pop up during his streams. Okay, that is annoying to read.
Yo.
And then
honestly, we're going back to caveman times. Our language, our written word is just becoming symbols with emojis. We're mashing these words together and just using phrases and guttural yells. Gyat! Gyat! Lit! Vibe! Gyat! Lit! Vibe!
I like it. But now, I like this now too. Gyat is G-Y-A-T. That can mean get your act together. And I like that.
That's nice.
No cap.
But not if you're saying it to an overweight woman. You know what I mean? It doesn't work there.
That's what you say to Andrew before he goes on stage. Did you hear me?
Okay, wait a second. This is one that says...
No, you're on a delay.
Why am I on a fucking delay again? Okay.
No, we all heard it in real time.
You're not on a delay.
It was on time.
On delay. On delay. Mama, what's happening now?
Shugi.
Final thought. Okay, so wait a second. I just Googled this because I want more of these.
God damn it.
Okay, so there's one called... Oh, shit. I just actually clicked
on
a pop-up for the Army, and I just signed up for the Army.
Nikki,
Army Hammer?
This says, forget about it.
Oh, forget.
12 New York City slang terms you should know. Who the fuck doesn't know forget about it? Okay, number one, schmear.
I'm walking which, over
by
here.
By the way, yes. My friend... Forget about it. Bodega, hero, brick. Okay, yes, many New York City buildings are bricked, but that's not what brick means. Okay, what does brick mean? It's brick.
We already said it.
It's cold right now.
It's cold. It's
yes.
cold.
Okay. Bronx yeah, cheer.
Let me buzz
What's
in?
Bronx cheer?
Bronx cheer is when you yell at someone or you're mean. That was me buzzing in.
Yeah.
You can't buzz in after you answer.
A fart noise by blowing through your lips is suggestive of the perceived uncouth manners of those in the Bronx. So it's what the fuck is that? Okay. Schlep, pie, dead ass. Okay. We all know what pie, pizza, schlep is to carry. Dead ass.
That's
Are you
Justin's
serious?
Asshole.
The New Yorkers may label you dead ass, a term dating back to the 1950s that once referred to resting on one's posterior, but now means something more like sincere. Like, I'm dead ass serious, obviously.
I think that's Kim Kardashian's ass.
Regular coffee.
Regular?
Yeah.
Coffee
that's just
black.
Black, yeah.
Apparently it says, do you want a black coffee? Ask for black coffee. Do you want a coffee with cream and sugar? In New York, as well as in Boston, that's a regular coffee.
Mm. No.
Who wrote this? Some Gen Zer?
Yeah, I guess.
Regular.
I watched the movie Casablanca yesterday.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Yes. Have you ever seen it?
Just that part.
It's so good. Have you ever seen it, Ian?
No.
But they had a phrase in there that I really liked that I want to bring
back. Was it dead ass?
No, it's he's talking to her about well, you told me a story, kid, and that was it had a real wow finish. Is this story you're going to tell me right now? Is that going to have a wow finish? Because I'd really like a wow finish. A wow finish meaning like, have you ever heard that? A wow finish?
I've heard wow.
I've heard it while I'm having sex. Wow. Finished.
Wow, finish?
And it wow, finish. Guyette. Guyette. Guyette.
I really did not think I liked old movies, and I think I'm into it.
Oh, I just saw an old movie the other day.
What?
Called Hard Times.
You've got mail? Oh, really? What was it?
I've never seen a movie with this Charles Bronson guy. I've always heard about him from Quentin Tarantino.
Oh,
and
Death
all this
Wish.
Shit.
You got to get into Charles Bronson.
Yeah, he's great. He doesn't talk at all. He's just this strong, silent type, and they just really lean into it.
Yeah,
he doesn't,
Gary Cooper.
Like the end of this
Did
movie.
Did Brenna watch it with you?
No, I just watched it alone.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, at the end of the movie, like, they're like, do you got anything to say? And he's just like, no. And just walks off. Like, it literally, there's nothing. There's no ending. It's just him walking off like a strong man.
I really want to watch more old movies because I think I always didn't want to watch them because my dad always wanted me to watch them. And I was just always just like, there's no, anything my dad wants me to do, I just didn't want to do. And it's such a dumb thing because my dad has great taste. And so I finally watched Casablanca because I saw some meme. I actually saw a meme of some of, you know, like of all the gin joints in the world. Yeah, that dinosaur one. And I was like, you know what? I need to see Casablanca. And I love movies where the people don't end up together in the end. And I'm not spoiling this because that movie, if you don't know the ending, like, they don't end up together.
Yeah.
But if you have any movies
drowns,
to send
right?
me where the people don't end up together and they love each other, but they cannot be together, like Romeo and Juliet style, will you please send them to me? Because that is my favorite genre, and I don't know why.
Here's my Gen Z term about my last relationship in regards to Casablanca. Yo, my life is a movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, can I watch the movie of your life?
Yeah, my life is a movie. They don't end up together.
Oh, Ian, how are you doing on your breakup as we close out the show? I just wanted to check in on your how you're doing.
Has the podcast filled the void?
I'm great. The podcast, the cat, the bike, positive vibes only. Hey, man.
You know they
best
say
year
it's
of
no
my
cat,
life.
Dude.
God bless. I love her. You know, different people.
So
different
it was
places,
one year you were together?
Moving forward. Yeah, a little longer than that. But, you know, I
say
put,
it takes half the amount of time in the relationship to get over it.
I spent all this money on getting us like a hotel for our anniversary at the beach and everything, and had to get the deposit back. So I'm just getting tattoos on my body.
Of the
beach.
The receipt.
Of the activities of what we should have been doing. Wow. That, no cap. That was cool.
That just, was kind of cool. Just, I don't know. Yeah. That was not
You
that.
Should get that one with the big fucking wheels and this, you know, that you ride them as a couple.
Oh, yeah. Ferris wheel? Beach bike things.
Oh, yeah. No, man. It's, no, it's like, what can you do? Yeah. It's life. You move forward. How are you doing with your breakup, Nick?
Well, we're back together. So pretty good. But yeah. I'm sorry to, I do enjoy breakups, and I have to say this, and I know that they're hard and I don't wish them on anyone because they're so fucking tough, but there is, you do come out of it. Most of the time, I mean, there are some times where people are like, and my dad never recovered after my mom left him and he, you know, like there's always those, but I do feel like for the most part, breakups, you just get to enjoy music more. I think that's the best joy of it, is like being able to listen to songs and like, and feel, I don't know. I feel like so many times my emotions, I'm reading this book about women with autism and I'm realizing I definitely,
Is that the book you're working on?
It's insane. Oh. Every book I'm working on is written by a woman with autism, but it's about how like,
autism.
People with autism don't really they only feel their feelings if they're like extreme. Otherwise, they just don't. They really are kind of like running pretty muted. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I kind of like breakups sometimes, because I feel normal. I feel human. I feel like tapped into feelings that other people are having more frequently. Like, I know people that cry like all the time. Like I have girlfriends who like will cry every day, and not because they're depressed people, but because they're just. No, it is. Being sad, not every day, but a couple times a week, like having a range of emotions that you go through is normal, and I just do not have that. And
that's emotional dysregulation.
And I feel like during a breakup, I get to feel things.
Well, yeah, but I feel like that's emotional dysregulation if you're crying every other day. You know, like crying is good. It releases a valve and lets, you know, these poisons and toxins get out, and it's absolutely necessary. Yeah. But I feel like doing it every couple of days is like a deeper issue that needs to be addressed, you know?
I don't know. I think that some people are just more emotional people, and that's just, you know, like anything, some people are more active and they need to like run every day. They need to work out really hard to like work off that energy. I think some people just have their hormones or whatever, like cause I have friends that can just cry and then get about their, like they could just weep on their bed for like 15 minutes about whatever's going on in their life. And then they go and they're
great. Will watch a video of like an old man, like hugging his grandson.
Sure, yes.
And just be like, it's so, I was like, and now we're just going
to
eat dinner.
Soder used to call it you know, like,
coming for your eyes.
Tear porn. Tear porn. Like where he would just watch like a mentally, you know, handicapped person get into college, and then he would just feel it, like be able to like get it out.
Oh, dude. And one time in the middle of the night, I was watching one of those soldier come home videos, and it was like the dog at the funeral, and I was crying so loud. My roommate tried to come in and goes, "Hey, are you all right?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm masturbating. I'm sorry." Like I was so embarrassed and I was crying.
That's so funny. That is the problem with
guys,
men and emotions, is that they'd rather their roommate.
I'm fucking my own ass. I'm fucking my own ass. Yes. There's a lot.
There's fishel, isn't it? It hurts.
Justin's here.
Yeah, it's I think that, man, dude, I'm reading this book and I'm fucking, I just sent it to.
But is it like one of those things with like horoscopes when you read them? Like that's
no.
Me.
Well, that's what I thought, because I was like. I first read the book, and a bestie sent it to me. And if you want to know the name of it, let me just quickly pull it.
Because I think
up.
I have a lot of those tendencies too that
this is about
carry over.
Women mainly. It's called Divergent Mind. It's by Janara something. Her name just disappeared. Janara Nirenberg, and she sounds smart, right? Thriving in a world that wasn't designed for you. And they listed all these things, and I was reading them, and I was like, yep. But then I'm like, I think everyone has all these. So I sent it to my group chat. With all my girlfriends, I think there's eight of us on there. And I said, guys, Is this like just one of those things where it's like all of us mm-hmm. and I'm just trying to find, I'm trying to like figure out. And they were like, no, Nikki, like on all of them were like, I think I relate to 10% of these things and I relate to like 80% of them.
Oh, wow. Will you send it to me?
Yeah.
I want to play it.
Yeah. But it's for women. Autism. I'm sure,
but there doesn't. Oh, there doesn't.
In women. Oh, really? Than men. But yeah.
I feel like it'd be similar, but that's just.
Well, I'll read some of them if you want. Yeah. Just real quick. Okay. Seeing things at multiple levels, including her own thinking process, escaping in thought or action to survive overwhelming emotions and senses, continually analyzing existence, the meaning of life, and everything, experiencing feelings of confusion and being overwhelmed, experiencing feeling extreme relief. This is the one that is so me, but I do think this is, I think a lot of people have social anxiety now because of the pandemic and mm-hmm. phones and everything. So this, but feeling extreme relief when she doesn't have to go anywhere, talk to anyone, answer calls, or leave the house, but at the same time harboring guilt for hibernating and not doing what everyone else is doing. Literally, that is the headline of my life. It's like, I don't want to do things, but I want to try to be like everyone else. Perceiving visitors at home as a threat.
I think I'm reading the same list. Getting mad when you have a dream that your boyfriend cheats and the being upset with him for most of the morning.
Oh my God. Cool. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, right.
Are you serious? Fucking people do that?
Women.
Leave her. If a woman is getting mad at you about a dream she had about you, leave her. Run.
No, not mad, but
life.
Just upset. Like upset,
like
and
little,
like
pouty, and like going to be like, well, you go to therapy, bitch. Mm. That is
why
so
did I
insane.
Think that? Bricked up in that dream.
Perceiving visitors. This is a weird one. Perceiving visitors at home as a threat. This can be even a familiar family member. Knowing logically that visitors are not a threat, but still feeling like they are.
Wow.
Obsessing about the potentiality of a relationship with someone, particularly love interest or new friendship, like obsessing about just the potential. I am only obsessed with potential. I don't even like to obsess when I'm in things. It's being confused by the rules of accurate eye contact, tone of voice, proximity of the body. Okay, listen to this thing. And I know this is me being like, I'm a main character and everything is me, but this, I've never related to something more. Chris used to coin this thing for me early in our relationship where I would just, when I wanted to leave somewhere, I'd just go like, okay, I'm gonna go and like stand up. And he coined it, he called it the Glazer exit because there was never any
like warning or anything. Yeah.
And I just never understood what that meant. And I even find myself the other day, I was with someone and I knew I needed to go and I realized and I stopped myself because I know that people are jarred by me leaving early, but I don't understand what you're supposed to do. So this says that
but did you have to leave to get to something or were you
no,
overwhelmed?
I was just like, I was just ready
just done
to
with
go.
It. Okay.
It was time to go. And I just didn't want to go, well, I think I'm going to go in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's annoying
I'm
because
go
then everyone goes,
minutes.
No, stay.
Just
stay.
I just pick up my shit and go. Yeah, I'm ready to go. So,
I think some people like to hear, stay. No, stay. Yes. We need you here.
Isn't that a version of the Irish goodbye?
No,
like where you just get up and leave?
Because
like
for me, and the way it's described in this, it's people are, the idea of doing things so that it's socially acceptable and makes other people feel comfortable just to like, because,
right.
But really I'm not saying anything wrong. I just have to go. It has nothing to do with
but,
you, but I have to
like
now make you feel safe. It's so stupid.
The Irish goodbye is like leaving without saying goodbye. And your thing is
that
you're
is
saying
like having
you
anxiety.
Just get up and go. I do the Italian goodbye, which is where I say I'm going to leave. I tell a really long-winded story and then people ask me to go.
And with that, we will go. Thank you so much for being on the show, Ian. We missed you so much. Please come back as a guest. I know
I
everyone
love you
can
guys.
Be so excited that you're on this episode. Check out
love
Be
you.
And Ian. It's now available everywhere podcasts are. Please support him. Download his podcast, rate
Thank
and review
you.
On podcast things, and we would love it.
Support. And support the Lumineers, if not Ian.
Yeah,
they
need
it,
help.
You know,
they're a young new band.
Hey.
Yeah. Don't forget
Hey.
All right,
hey,
guys.
Hello.
Thank you for listening. Don't be chicky.
And Jack.
Jack
and ears.
You don't have have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.